think of as a phone. That is something you carry around in your pocket or purse and uses radio frequency technology to place phone calls, download applications, or surf the web. Hosts for K1 Tech Talk are Charles Miller from NBR Electronics and Charles Mall from the IT Village. If it's technology related, we'll take your calls and answer your technology questions. Feel free to get in on the conversation. Just pick up your phone, whether it's rotary dial, touch tone, or cellular, and get connected. Call 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936 and get on the air. Whatever the topic, it's time now for K1 Tech Talk.
That does not compute.
Good morning. It is time for Tech Talk on a beautiful Saturday. 7:31, temperatures across northeast Oklahoma and southeast Kansas in the mid to low 70s. Evan Farbach with Charles and Charles this morning, talking technology. Mr. Mall, your friend told me you're in Oregon, but you're here. So unless there's really crazy technology going on, I guess that you must have returned from the PNW there.
The technology of the telephone didn't let us know. He's been in Oregon.
Yep, it was a lot different up there, that's for sure. Like, first day I got there, it was all smoke. I mean, for 2 days.
Oh, man, yeah, I bet.
The clouds, it was like clouds, but instead of being clouds, it was smoke.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, for 2 days.
What, did they have fires, or?
Yeah, well, basically, in the gorge is
one. Also on KWNE.
Up there, you know, Eagle Creek is a great hiking site.
Sure.
Well, there was a family up there that had a kid that threw fireworks into the woods. Started this fire and just hundreds of acres. I mean, you know, just wasted probably more than 100. It's a lot of miles of, and Washington State already had issues with fire, so that wind was blowing south and creating all this smoke, which, you know, just created this haze. I mean, in the day, you know, you could look at the sun; it was just orange.
Mm. Yeah. And did it make your allergies?
No, I didn't have any issues with allergies there. Yeah. So,
well, you know, you do get them here.
Yeah,
I heard. In fact. The moon was orange here not too long ago.
Yeah.
And I was reading how it was affecting how you saw the moon across this part of the country as well. In fact, I know there were some people as far Midwest as Kansas who could even smell and see that smoke. Of course, because it's a pretty extensive wildfire up there.
Yeah.
So that doesn't surprise me that it's pretty, you know, prevalent if you go and visit the states up there in the northwest portion of the country.
Yeah.
And that would account for that orange moon we had.
Yeah, do you remember that?
As orange as your shirt.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's right.
It was
last week. Yeah,
it was beautiful. I wanted to stop and take a photo of it, but I was driving, so I was minding the rules.
We're taking your technology questions this morning. If you have a technology-related question, something wrong with your phone, computer, anything like that, we'll take it here on Tech Talk. Phone number to give us a call, 1-800-749-5936. That's 1-800-749-5936. So what's been going on in the technology world? New iPhone this week, I know.
That's the iPhone X.
Charles doesn't seem excited about it.
I'm not. It's
a lot of
things in there that really are just not practical.
Really?
Yeah, they're really not. It's just a bunch of bells and whistles that aren't really practical. I want stuff that's practical.
I want a headphone jack back.
Everybody says that, and one guy, if you go out and you can actually see this on YouTube, some guy that's an engineer went in and actually put a headphone jack back in the iPhone 7 of his own phone. He went all the way to China, to Shenzhen, China, went into the factory and used their equipment and built his own headphone back into his phone. Because he liked the 7, he didn't want to go backwards, and he wanted to fix his headphone issue, so he put his own jack in there. Now, it looked custom, it looked just like it was supposed to be there, you know, it was pretty awesome.
Well, yeah. I have the 7, and I enjoy it, but I miss the headphone jack just because of the simple fact that most things are still using the headphone, so it's just nice for continuity. And I know, Charles, you had mentioned several times, and of course now that it's been out for a while, I think you had mentioned this on this program when they were talking about coming out with this, so a year or two ago.
Yeah.
But you had mentioned that this was probably going to cause some more lightning port. Has that been the case? Have you seen some more lightning port problems?
It has, because, you know, here's the thing. Whenever you're plugging in and out of your, you're already charging. And so you're plugging in and out of that lightning port all day long. And so, you know, it weakens that port over a period of time. Well, now you're multiplying it because every time you're plugging your headphones in, you're doing the same thing. The headphones are using that port. You're in and out, you know, and it just, it wears that port out so much quicker. So I've replaced a lot of iPhones.
And you had mentioned, I think at the time, that the headphone jack, the 3.5, you know, regular circular hole that we're all used to is more durable than that Lightning port.
It is. It is. It's built out of a heavier plastic, you know, it just seems to be more robust. And it was built for that purpose, you know, to be able to shove that headphone jack in there multiple times. So, you know, all this stuff, and I had remember telling people this was going to be a bad idea on Apple's part, and it really was, because it hurt the sales of the 7. A lot of people now are wishing they hadn't gone to the 7. So, you know, if they stay with it with the X and the 8, which I'm sure they have, it's not going to be as good. But the face recognition, all the stuff that they have that's coming out is so non-practical. I mean, nobody wants to have to look at your phone for to see your face to turn it on.
I agree.
I mean, if you wake up with a bad morning, your phone's not going to come on. I mean, you know, it's just, it's, they're going to have all kinds of multiple issues with that. I'm sure that that's going to be, I was reading online where there's already a whole bunch of failures with the beta testing. So it's going to be one of those things, you know, if they would stick to practicality, what do people do every day in their daily lives that they, that you would want on a phone? If you could just change something on there that would help you, it would be, I would hope it would be practical and not things like that that are not practical.
Yep, I agree. I think there's a lot of things that could be more practical. But, you know, you mentioning the ports, like when I headed for my trip, you know, I loaded my Kindle up, I got a new book, I was ready to read, and shoot, if my charging port didn't wig out on my Kindle. You know, it was a Kindle Fire. Yeah. And so I had no Kindle to read because it wouldn't charge.
Yeah.
And there's a you know, you can actually hit the power button and I think it's a down volume that lets you reset the phone.
Yeah.
But if there's no juice, there's nothing to reset.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what do? You know, you're just kind of dead in the water. So, but you know, one thing I do appreciate, like on my LG phone, you turned me on to this little gadget here where it's got the port. Instead of using the regular standard Android jack, it plugs in this little adapter, which takes it to a magnetic cable.
Yeah, and you know, you've got the magnetic chargers for Samsung and LG where you can lay them on top of the charger, but you can't take that with you. But this, what I gave you here, allows you to plug into your charging port via a magnetic cable, so you're not constantly wearing out that port.
Right.
And I sell those in my shop, but it is something that is very practical because it does save your charging port a lot of damage. And that cable's much cheaper than that charging port repair.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. That's why I wish I'd have done that to my Kindle. It'd probably still be working
Your Kindle would still be working now. Yeah, Kindle's had a lot of problems with that. In fact, a lot of the repair places quit going to repairs on the Kindles because of that. You could replace that port and a lot of times fix the soldering issues on it, but they would break right away again because it's not a real strong, the way they put it in there wasn't robust enough to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
So that in and out porting ends up breaking the pins off of it and eventually breaks the tracings on the board. So a lot of times those can't be repaired.
Yeah. So, yeah, that is a practical thing. And I've really enjoyed this one. I'm going to do that more on my other devices as well because it does save that port. And since this is a new phone,
yes,
you know, I want to see how much of a difference that makes.
And for the listeners that are out there, if you have a Samsung phone or an LG phone and you're using that small USB, you know, charging port, you might want to come and get one of those adapters because those adapters will save that charging port.
Right.
If you have to get a charging repair on a Samsung device, it becomes a screen repair as well as a charging port repair because the pads on the charging port are under the glass, the lighted pads, and they're a part of that charging port. So they have to be removed. The screen has to be broken to take it out, and you have to get a new one put on. So it becomes a very expensive repair. So you might want to get one of those USB charging adapters. It's just a pin that goes inside your charging port and then allows you to magnetically connect, so you can just leave it in the phone and just magnetically connect, and then you don't have that problem.
Yeah, it works good. But you know, to stay positive on the Kindle though, I was able to watch it on my phone. You know, I mean, I looked at my, you know, I can download my videos and my you know, the stuff that I typically do in my Kindle, I could do all the same things on my LG phone.
Yeah.
So I appreciated that. But anyway,
you've got a powerful phone. Those LGs are powerful phones.
Yeah, this is like an 8-core processor. It's heavy duty. It's like a new generation phone. Okay. And even though I did have challenges with, you know, I just had to work through those. You know, it's just whenever you get something new, you kind of go through the through the paces to kind of get comfortable with your new setup because, yeah, the buttons are different. And then when you get updates, you know, these Androids, they automatically update. So, you know, when all of a sudden things aren't the same place, you just have to kind of go for the ride and figure it out.
And I was sitting here thinking to myself that I agreed with what you guys said, reading about the iPhone 8 and the 10, it wasn't particularly enthralling. I don't need a new phone now anyway. But going off what Charles Mall just said, I don't really want to learn something new. So no matter what, I have a hard time believing I'll get anything other than an iPhone. The one thing that did kind of get me about the 10 that I liked that was better than the 7, which is the one I have currently, which does not have the headphone port but has the lightning jack if you want to plug your headphones into it, is that there's the wireless charging. So you do have a way to charge it without having to you can listen to something on your headphones while charging it, which is one of the main issues, I think, with the one they have now, because if your headphone jack is occupying the lightning port on the 7 and also the 8, which is going to come out later, there's no way to charge it. But now if you're going to be able to wirelessly charge the 10, then you can theoretically set that down on your charger and also have your headphone jack plugged into the lightning port, or the headphones plugged into the lightning port, and there'd be a way to do both those at the same time, which I thought was a major issue for them on the last couple versions.
Yeah, but isn't the sound, you know, people putting their buds or their headphones on, isn't that really pretty much going Bluetooth?
Because everything is going Bluetooth, but the problem is a lot of the devices that guys have, like, let's say you're a musician, and I had a lady in this week that does a lot of movie production music and so forth with companies out of California, and she's very much into interfacing. And you can use your mobile devices, such as your iPhone, such as your, you know, tablets, to be able to do this music processing. You get mixers and all kinds of different equipment, you know, virtual equalizers and all these things. But when you plug into, like, let's say iRig requires you to have that port. It doesn't work off your lightning port. It works off of your headphone jack, the old line in. Uh-huh. And they haven't done it with Bluetooth yet, but it's coming to, it's going to have to go to that route, because iRig is going to have to keep updated with what Apple's doing in order to get, you know, the Bluetooth capabilities. Now, somebody was telling me there's a Bluetooth quarter inch adapter, which allows, or eighth inch adapter, which allows you to use that funnel eighth inch plug in a Bluetooth source, and you plug it into this little box and it gives you Bluetooth back to your phone. But the data rates may not be the same. You may not get the same streaming of data, you know, that, so it may mess up, like if you're doing a guitar solo or something and it's overpressing the Bluetooth, you may get glitches. Uh-huh. So I think there's going to be a bunch of problems with that. And these guys I don't think they think these things through when they're developing these phones. They're not thinking of practicality. They're thinking of what is their agenda. You know, do you want to sell these cool niche things like the eye or face recognition, all that stupid stuff, instead of looking at what is practical, what do people use in their everyday lives? What is going to be something that would make this thing just pop, that would help the person in the everyday life? That's what they need to be working on.
Yeah, it's all catering to the masses. You
know, I don't get to sit in the Apple board meetings, but I would say that.
Talking technology this morning, if you have a technology-related question for these fellas, we'll take it for you on the air. Phone number is 1-800-749-5936, 1-800-749-5936. We'll take a first 90-second break and come back with more Tech Talk coming up next.
Hi, I'm Brian Pritchard here at Bartlesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, inviting you to make the drive to South 75 in Bartlesville for a no-pressure, hassle-free buying experience. With the area's largest inventory on Chrysler Dodge and Jeeps, Bartlesville CDJ won't be beat on price, guaranteed. Currently, we are giving up to $13,000 cash back on all 2017 Dodge Ram crew cabs. At Bartlesville CDJ, you can expect the best prices and best inventory in the area with no high-pressure sales. Help us make Bartlesville CDJ great again. Visit us on Highway 75 South in Bartlesville or BartlesvilleCDJ.com.
It's the next step in staying connected with you as your main news and information source. Breaking news, headlines, and severe weather is now as close as your cell phone with K1 Text. You get the latest information on your radio, quick access on your computer, and now on your cell phone with K1 Text, brought to you by Lucas Metalworks. It's easy to sign up. Just go to BartlesvilleRadio.com, click on the link for the sign-up page, and choose your options. Severe weather warnings, amber alerts, sports cores, and more. K1 Text on Bartlesville Radio, a service of this radio station and Lucas Metalworks.
It's time to take a look at today's weather forecast for the communities of Caney, Kansas, Hominy, and Dewey, and the rest of the listening area. Today calls for a slight chance of showers between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m., then a slight chance of thunderstorms after 1 p.m. It should be mostly sunny after that, highs near 92. Winds coming from the south at 10 to 15 miles an hour, increasing to 15 to 20 in the afternoon. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely mainly after 1 a.m. and mostly cloudy, with temperatures around 67 degrees.
Good morning. Hopefully your Saturday is going well. It's Tech Talk. Mid to low 70s across the northeast Oklahoma, southeast Kansas area. Taking your technology-related questions, 1-800-749-5936. The phone number, and we've been talking about phones for the most part this morning after Apple had their big iPhone 10 and 8 release. I guess we skipped the 9. I don't know. That doesn't make much sense to me. I thought the coolest thing about the whole release was the theater that they had it in there for. I don't know if you saw any of that. Apple, it was like the new Steve Jobs Theater, I think is what they named it. It was an unbelievable building. I don't know if you saw any video of it.
Yeah, that's
it was
that like, new round one.
Yeah, it was crazy. I don't know. There's this big round building, and there's glass windows on the whole outside. So it looks kind of like a UFO, but with all glass windows on the outside, and then there's no pillars or anything. There's a roof on top of it and obviously a floor. But I don't know how the roof is standing up. I don't know if it's magnets or what it is. But somehow the roof is staying afloat without any kind of pillars or anything holding it up but glass. So I thought that was odd.
It's technology at its best. I'm sure at some point, I always thought Steve Jobs was an alien. So they may just up and take the thing elsewhere and just leave the whole world if we all mess up or something. I don't know. But, you know, all this stuff, all this technology just keeps going. But yeah, I did read on that, too. That building is just amazing.
It reminded me of some kind of, like, a Frank Lloyd Wright building. Or, you know, all his buildings look futuristic. Of course, you look at the Price Tower, that looks like something that they'll probably be building here in 50 years from now, and it was already built so long ago. But that's a really cool building. That was what I thought was
impressive. It really was cool. And I think Steve Jobs actually designed that or had part in the design of it, so before he had passed away. Pretty incredible information, though.
Yeah, well, Google, you know, they've got their campus that they're changing, and their buildings are all going to be like tents, you know, where the whole outside and inside all runs together.
Sure.
So you don't know when you go in and out of buildings because, you know, the trees and everything are right there.
Yeah.
And it's just like a series of tents, it looks like, you know, to control the climate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be another one of those futuristic places.
When it's 75 degrees and sunny every day, it's pretty easy to fool people if you're inside or outside. I don't think we could do that here.
Probably not.
Not here.
Probably not.
Well, on the other front this morning, we were talking about security issues that were happening on phones and software and computers. Mm-hmm. This last week, I've gotten a ton of scamming, phishing just attacks on the phone. On my software, I've gotten a lot of emails from, like, let's say Yahoo. You need to update your account. You need to update this, and just click on this link, and we'll get you taken care of. You know, we need your information. This is what we're upgrading you to. We're going to have this information, or you have a problem with your account. Seeing a lot of that lately, Charles. What's the deal? Is there any kind of
Scams safeties? Galore. Well, you know, the Malware Bytes people, you know, they came up with an iPhone version now, you know, so they can start. Because a lot of it's not like your typical virus. It's really malware, like, that attacks the browser.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're starting to see that more on the phone because they're all just scripts. You know, when you can run a script in a browser, you have a lot of control. It's really hitting the phones now. And both the Android and the
Apple.
Yeah, Apple.
It's hitting everybody because I'm getting a lot of it. A lot of mine's coming through my mail, though.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the things that I'm seeing where it wants me to click, it wants to get access to my accounts, is all through Yahoo. So, and another thing that's happened this last week, which I don't understand, for 9 years or so, I've not had any issues with, you know, having to reset my passwords. But Apple's had me reset my password 2 times in the last week. You know, where they says your account has been compromised and you need to reset your stuff. And this is coming from Apple, not from email. But having to reset that somebody's trying to access your account. Mm-hmm. And it makes you wonder, you know, what's going on.
Well, I get a lot of those myself where it basically says, okay, someone is trying to access your account, like Google, for example. I just got one yesterday or day before that said, okay, somebody's logging into your account in Boston, Massachusetts. I said, well, I knew that wasn't me. So I go change my password. But, you know, some of those things, I don't know how they actually, you know, how accurate that is. But, you know, just to be safe.
You got to change your password.
You do.
The bad thing about having to do it on Apple is if you have multiple devices, I have 5 or 6 different devices. I use them for one for business downtown, one for business at home. You know, they're all scattered around. And the sad thing is you have to input that information every time you get on a new device and several times to make sure that you're getting it correct.
Yep.
You know, so even to purchase an app or so forth off the App Store, you've got to go through this whole process all over again on every device.
Yep, I have the same issue. I got so many things hooked up, and that's why I'm starting to really appreciate all my cloud-based access, because my backups, my firewalls, you know, all my remote things I've got going on, I have a console, you know, where I can manage my virtual servers or you know, firewalls or whatever it is. So I can actually change that stuff from my cloud account. But, you know, the precarious thing is, okay, what if somebody gets into your cloud account? Now they have all your stuff. So you really have to stay on top of it.
Oh, man, yeah.
So, and it's just like we were talking before, it's the companies you do business with. Those are the ones where you're probably the most vulnerable. So it doesn't hurt to ask them and say, how am I protected with your organization? You know, what measures are you taking to make sure that, you know, my account doesn't get compromised?
Sure, yeah. And some of my big ones, you know, eBay, Amazon, people that I deal with a lot because of parts and so forth, ordering, I've never had any problems with them.
Yeah.
Only one time did I ever get, you know, an account that hacked my credit card through one of those. And that was clear back when I first had gotten one, you know. But I think their security is pretty robust. I mean, I think they're pretty big.
Yeah.
They've got something going on there.
Yep. And just like the banks, you know, they watch. Okay, this account looks fishy. You know, it's coming from this weird place. Because now they're much more in tune with those kind of scams and phishing attempts, you know, trying to get into this or that.
Well, if you're getting withdrawals from your account in Nigeria, and you live here in Bartlesville, I think that there's going to be some kind of, a flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the banks are good. I think all the ones that I've dealt with have been really pretty much on top of that. I appreciate getting those calls. I don't mind somebody saying, well, your credit card is getting a charge from, you know, and they question it right off the bat. So it's a proactive way of dealing with it, which is nice.
Yeah.
It's a good service.
Talking technology this morning. Once again, if you have a phone call, a few minutes left in the program, you can still ask the question to Charles and Charles. Phone number 1-800-749-5936. We'll take our final break, come back, and wrap up Tech Talk on this Saturday morning.
Finding a new home is hard enough, so financing one should be easy. At American Heritage Bank, we believe buying a home should be a smooth, enjoyable experience. Whether you're thinking of buying your first home, looking to upgrade to the home of your dreams, or wanting to refinance your existing home, we have a solution that's right for you. Visit us online at ahb-ok.com today. American Heritage Bank, simply better lending. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Ernest Heat and Air says if your air conditioner isn't doing its job, have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today, 918-335-3057, and have your AC checked. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. Check their website at ErnestHeatAndAir.com.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
Hi, this is Angela Nweek, owner of the Vintage Loft in Dewey. I have been advertising on the radio for about 2 years now, and it has helped increase my sales. I can say 100% radio gets results.
Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results. That's radio.
Oh,
5 minutes left in the program. It's Tech Talk on this Saturday morning. Beautiful Saturday, Southeast Kansas, Northeast Oklahoma. Still taking your phone calls. If you'd like to ask one question before we wrap things up at 8 o'clock, you can do so. Phone number 1-800-749-5936. We've talked about security and banking and new phones. I know banking, it's such a big deal. That's how I almost do everything anymore with my bank is on my phone. I like my original bank that I had back when I was a high schooler in Wichita, and I mobile deposit my check, and I check my balance and do my transfers and everything on that bank's app. And I know that there's a ton of banks that obviously do that in our area too. And boy, a lot of people, you don't have to mail your check in anymore somewhere. I know that we had a fellow who worked here, used to mail his check in every single week back to his home bank in Alva. But boy, you don't have to do that. If you got an app, you can almost do anything with any bank anymore.
What do you just take a picture of your check and send it to them, and they get all the routing numbers and everything that they need?
Yeah, it's in the next day. Right away.
So. Yeah, that stuff is pretty efficient. It's hard to beat. And Amazon's another thing. Everybody lives on their Amazon now, which is both good and bad. Not so good for the local economy, but it sure is convenient for the consumer.
Yeah, but now Amazon is charging tax now.
Yes, they do charge sales tax.
Unless you have a business license with them, which I have on file, so I can buy my parts non-tax because I'm going to charge that tax to my customer when it's here so that the state gets their tax.
Yeah, so that's good.
I believe we have a phone call. Good morning. You're in Just Under the Wire. What's your question for Charlton Charles?
Yeah, I have a quick question. You mentioned, you know, you said, well, Apple's always asking you to update your information or change your password and stuff like that. But how do you know that's really Apple? That's what I get into is things come in and want to change things, but I don't even know if that's really them or someone else that's acting like it's them.
Well, you'll know it's Apple when Apple has a specific way of attaching themselves to your phone. They won't let you download anything. They won't let you update anything unless you have put in that password, and they're going to keep giving you that information. But now if it's coming through email, I won't do anything with it because that's if it's coming through your email and you're just getting this as a thing saying you need to update this or update that, that's not Apple doing that. They're not going to send it to you that way. They're going to send it to you through their app and through their device itself. And so you won't be able to download it. You won't be able to go any further until you input that information. So you will know it's them.
Okay, so it's just like if you have a new upgrade or something, that you know what that is. Okay.
Just remember this. Don't ever depend on anything in email, because email is where they're gonna scam you. That's the big thing. If it comes
that's
through your actual applications
on
your phone,
thank you very
it's
much.
Usually the company that has that app that's trying to get you to update.
Appreciate your phone call, sir. Yeah, that's absolutely right. If anybody, for the most part, if I ever get an email that asks for anything, I just don't respond to it.
I don't either.
Yeah, there's no. You know, you can call. If it's really that important, you'll end up getting me some other way. I agree.
If they send the black suit to my door, then I'll know that was really a legitimate email.
Got about 1 minute left in the program. Charles Miller, Charles Mall with us. Why don't you guys give us all your information if people wanted to get a hold of you throughout the week?
510 South Keeler, downtown in the professional building for NBR Electronics, and you can get your repairs done there. The phone number, if you've got a pen handy, is 918-876-2921.
Yep, but for me, it's itvillage1.com, and if you want to really, if you need service, I've got a help desk button in there, and then when you sign up, I track all the activity that I do, but I'm really focused on the infrastructure stuff right now, so it's real hard to get me.
Yeah.
So, but if you leave me, I'll do what I can.
You're kind of spread thin.
I am.
ITVillage1.com, and then once again, NBR Electronics, Charles Miller, if your iPhone breaks, you dropped it in the toilet or something, he'll help you out, right?
Yes.
Do you make him disclaim if it wasn't the toilet before you do something with it?
I do. I give them a water damaged assessment form that they fill out. They tell me what kind of water it is. If it was ocean water, if it was bathtub water, if it was swimming pool water, I need to know.
Okay.
Because some is acidic and some is not.
Okay. Well, that's why you need to know.
Yes.
All right. Mid-70s right now. Green Country Gardener coming up after some news. That was Tech Talk.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall. This is KWON Bartlesville and K227CQ Bartlesville.